What the Elephants Know, 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. And joining us live on the telephone is our friend James Maddock. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Rick. I'm very good. Thank you for having me on your radio show.
Well, it's my pleasure. And we've been fans of yours for some time. You've been making some great music since the days of Wood.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. Way back in the mists of time.
tell the folks about Wood.
Well, I had a band in London, and I had a bunch of bands in London, and Wood was the kind of a band that I called my stuff, music I was writing in the late 90s. And then we got a record deal with Columbia Records here in New York.
Yeah.
And I came out and played a little show in their offices, and they signed me to a record deal. And we put out a record called Songs from Stamford Hill, which was the Wood album. And that was my friends from London. And we came over here and did a bit of touring and put that song Stay You out, which kind of did pretty well for us.
Yeah.
And then and I came to live here. And we got dropped by Columbia Records.
Welcome to New York, yes.
The showbiz.
So since then, you've been an independent workhorse. We see your name popping up all over. You're playing with high caliber musicians. And coming up at the Egremont Barn, you're going to be performing with Richard Hammond on bass and Sean Pelton on percussion from the Saturday Night Live band. And I've seen Sean play so many different times with different outfits. He is a force of nature. Unbelievable drummer.
He is one of the greatest drummers in the world.
Yes.
But unfortunately, Saturday Night Live has started up again, and so he can't come.
Oh, no.
He was going to come because but the writer's strike got settled.
Uh-huh.
And so he is back to work, unfortunately. So although I play with him, you know, pretty regularly, I don't want to be accused of false advertising here. But unfortunately, he is not coming because he's got to play on the television.
Wow.
And he's got to rehearse, and he can't make the show. So but we've got Rich Hammond,
who is
a brilliant bass player. And we're going to do a kind of duo with the upright bass, like a kind of John Martin vibe.
Oh, cool.
With the bass. So it would still be great.
Yeah. Well, that should be
excellent. Yeah, you're
right. Excellent.
I mean, Sean, that's the thing about New York. You know, if you're lucky enough to meet these people and they like you, you can play with the greatest musicians in the city, which are, you know, some of the greatest musicians on the planet. And Sean is one of those guys.
Yeah.
His resume is absolutely, if you look at his resume, it's unbelievable.
It's,
you know,
staggering.
It's everybody from Bruce Springsteen to Sheryl Crow to Billy Joel to you name it, he has played with everybody. And he is wonderful and a very, very sweet guy.
Now, James, you're coming to the Egremont Barn, and this is going to be on Friday night. And we're looking forward to that. And you also have another gig coming up at Daryl's house on the 18th. Who's coming with you to that show?
Well, that's a full band.
Okay.
And that is my normal band, which is Aaron Comes, who is a drummer from the Spin Doctors.
Yeah.
He's been playing with me for many, many years. He's just a brilliant drummer. And then, my usual guys, Drew on the bass, and Ben Stivers on the piano. He's played with the Bee Gees and everybody, and Andrew Carrillo. They're basically some of the guys from Joan Osborne's band and many, many bands, you know. So it's just my usual band, which are A1 guys, all fantastic.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, your music comes across very soulful, comes across as rhythmic, fun. You take a lot of time crafting your songs. Where do you draw your inspiration from, James?
Well, I'd have to say all the great people that I admire, all the great songwriters that have gone before me, you know, whether that's Bob Dylan or, you know, the Beatles and the Stones, those kinds of people, and Neil Young, and Randy Newman, you know, all the people who write what I consider the great songs, the great songwriters. You've got to, you know, we're in a business of the music business, and the greatest musicians in who ever lived are your heroes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you always try and live up to their greatness. And obviously you can't, but you try.
Well, when it comes to songwriting, James, does it come easy or is it a chore where you're working hard?
It's both. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it just takes years. So I have songs that I've been writing for years, literally 20 years, and I'm not finished though. And then I'll have a song in 5 minutes. So there's no rhyme or reason to it. It just comes. I think the secret is to recognize when it's not really ready to be written. And then rather than forcing it and writing a song that's not really ready, that to recognize the difference is important. But definitely it can be 5 minutes. It can be, you know, years. There's no one way.
Do you ever finish a song and then revise it?
Always.
You do?
I always revise them. Once they're recorded, they're kind of set in stone, but I still change some of the lyrics sometimes if I'm not happy with them, if I realize, oh, it could be better. That's really an annoying thing, but I'm always revising until the last moment when I record.
And then you keep that arrangement?
Mostly. Yeah. Things, when you play them live with the band, they tend to morph a little bit. And I certainly don't sing the songs the same every time. I always try to, when I sing a song live, I always try to give it something from my heart. And that doesn't mean to repeat the same phrasing or the same way that the band, we don't play like that. You know, I'll count a song off and I don't really tell the band to play what's on the record. Mm. But we stick pretty close to it. But it's certainly not. It's certainly not a carbon copy of the record.
Now you play the guitar. You play the B3. What's your favorite instrument?
Definitely the guitar. I love to play electric guitar, and I mostly in my gigs I'm strumming on the acoustic because someone's got to do it. But I love, if I can, I will play the electric guitar as much as I can. Get my hands on it.
Well, that's good. We like that.
I like it too. And I love acoustic guitar, though. I write on the acoustic guitar, but I like to play electric. And I bought a new electric guitar a few months ago, which I'm in love with. And I try to play that as much as I can.
Nice. Well, keep up the good work, James. Do you have any new material on the way or that you're going to be playing live in the next couple of dates?
I got my new album, which came out in August, called Night Work, and we'll be playing lots of songs from that, and I'm trying to get them into the set. So we'll be playing a whole bunch from that as well as all the usual stuff that we're playing.
Well, looking forward to that. We love the new stuff. We love the older material. James Maddock is playing Friday, 7:30 at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Wednesday, October 18th, 7 o'clock at Darryl's House in Pauling, and you're playing the Iridium in New York City, aren't you?
Yes, on Sunday. So I've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've got a busy weekend.
Action-packed. And the Iridium, are you playing with a full band? Or?
Yes, full band.
And do you play James Maddock material, or do you get jazzy?
I would play all my songs.
Okay. Just making sure, like, you don't break out any Les Paul or anything of
legend. No, I can't play like that. He's too good. I'm reading a really interesting book at the moment about Les Paul and Leo Fender, the two guys that kind of invented the electric guitar, or, you know, allegedly. So it's fascinating. Les Paul, what a guitar player. He was a phenomenon in the 50s.
He was
a massive star. And really the number one guitar player in America. People tend to forget, but he was an incredible musician. So was his wife.
Yeah.
His wife was a terrific guitar player.
Mary
as well.
Ford was great. And all the inventions that Les made, incredible.
Yeah.
And on guitar making notes, today Orville Gibson started the Gibson Guitar Company back in 1902, today.
That's right, yeah. And you know, the oldest company, I believe, the oldest family-owned company in America still going is Martin Guitars.
Yeah.
So it was a big heritage, American guitars.
Well, James Maddock, we wish you nothing but great success with the new record and your dates coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And knock 'em dead, James.
Thank you so much, Rick. Lovely to speak to you, and greetings to all your listeners.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to chatting with you again maybe sometime soon. You can come by the studio and play us some songs in person. We'd love that.
I'd love it too.
All right, let's work that out. And all the best to you. Knock 'em dead, James.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. James Maddock, Friday night, 7:30 at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Massachusetts. Wednesday, the 18th, 7 o'clock at Darrell's House in Pawling. And you can catch him Sunday at the Iridium in New York City, as he just mentioned. It's 9:20. We'll take a brief break, and then we're going to come on back with one of the greatest songs ever written by Pete Seeger.
This is Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
And Dr. Maureen Villalmo. And I'd like to tell you about a new service that I am offering as...